This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 28, 2017. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, a campaign to raise money for newly combined homelessness programs in Salem and Beverly has exceeded expectations. Organizers say the campaign has raised more than $280,000, surpassing the goal of $250,000, with donations still coming in. The fundraising effort began last summer when Life Bridge and River House, the homeless shelters in Salem and Beverly, merged. That merger will be celebrated on Friday, March 3, with a benefit concert at First Baptist Church in Beverly. Jason Etheridge, executive director of Life Bridge, is quoted as saying, "It's an amazing show of support for what we see as the first important step of regionalizing to find a solution for the problem of homelessness." LifeBridge, located on Margin Street in Salem, and River House on River Street in Beverly, together manage 85 shelter beds and 27 apartments, along with 250 meals served per day. Etheridge said the money generated by the fundraising campaign will be used to enhance services at both locations. For example, the organization could hire more caseworkers to assist shelter residents or buy a van for transportation needs. More on this story in today's Salem News, written by Paul Layton. The Danvers DPW building construction is running into cost overruns, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, it has been more than a year since a special town meeting appropriated $2.4 million to buy and outfit a Danvers Public Works facility on Canal Street, where the water, sewer, and engineering divisions would all have more elbow room. But now, the project could cost nearly $1.5 million more than what DPW Director David Lane told Selectmen last week. Ethan Foreman writes in today's edition of the Salem News, this has town officials looking instead at turning the former Camo sheet metal property at 7 Canal Street into a water and sewer facility and leaving the engineering division at its present location at 1 Burroughs Street. The facility then would undergo a separate $1.5 million expansion. The water and sewer divisions are now located in the same DPW facility at 95 Hobart Street, along with the street division. There is not enough room for staff, vehicles, and equipment of all three divisions. Down at 1 Burroughs Street, the engineering division shares space with the electrical engineers of the electrical division, and this facility is also tight on space. To create more room, the town bought the Canal Street property, which includes a corrugated steel gauge building and a garage, in January of 2016 for $1.2 million. The original cost to outfit the new DPW facility was estimated at more than $1.1 million, but Lane said that estimate has proved to be inadequate. Lane now says the DPW plans to study what it might cost to build only a water and sewer facility on Canal Street and what it might cost to keep the engineers on Burroughs Street. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Lynn Shore Drive closed for a half hour Tuesday morning while tow trucks cleared a truck that veered off the road, according to police and the Daily Item. Police Lieutenant Glenn Dunnigan said a box truck driver heading to Swampscott veered over the drive's center line near Pierce Road at 8:15 a.m., overcorrected to get back in his lane and swerved off the drive, pushing a parked car down the embankment into the seawall. Dunnigan said the driver sustained minor injuries and was transported to an area hospital. Police began to shut down the drive shortly before 9:30 a.m. so that tow trucks could retrieve the vehicles. Traffic was diverted to New Ocean Street on 2 Ocean Street. That's what the Daily Item says. And finally, the Gloucester Times is reporting that the coalition driving the development of Cape Ann's creative economy on multiple levels will come together at its annual meeting, open to the public, on Thursday, March 2, at Gloucester Stage Company. The Society for the Encouragement of the Arts, Cape Ann Sea Arts, invites the community to join to hear a review of the past year as well as plans for 2017. There, work of an Essex choreographer will be unveiled as an entertainment. Sea Arts, established in 2000, is described as a coalition focused on cultivating Cape Ann's position as a world-class center for working artists. The evening begins with a social hour at 6 p.m. in the lobby with appetizers, wine, and beer, followed by a brief Sea Arts business meeting with President James Caviston and Treasurer Beth Palmer. So again, if you go, it is the annual meeting for the Society for the Encouragement of the Arts Japan, Thursday, March 2 at 6 p.m. at 8:30, beginning with a social hour at the Gloucester Stage Company, 267 East Main Street, Gloucester. It is free to the public. More information at cArts.org. This is MSO News Sports, and this is North Shore Today.